Google.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, oh boy. This is from the Hal Turner Radio Show. And President Recep Erdogan of Turkey publicly announced that Hamas is not a terrorist organization. It's a group of mujahideen fighting to protect their lands. So this speech was made to the Turkish parliament. Hamas is not a terrorist organization. Then he said that we, Turkey, will do everything against Israel, diplomatically and militarily if necessary. Then he said, when the powers that they rely on today are gone tomorrow, the first place that the Israeli people will look for trust and mercy will be Turkey, just like 500 years ago. We are ready to be one of the guarantors of the Palestinian side with our humanitarian, political, and military presence. We invite countries with the will to evaluate our offer. And Hamas is not a terrorist organization. Well, I think most of the world would beg to differ. Then, the BBC, out of the BBC, the British, of all the nations, we know the anti-Israel rhetoric coming out of Britain, always, day and night. The reporters, the BBC reporters, are, you can tell, they are pro-Hamas, Hezbollah, Daesh. They are pro-Islam. And the problem is, England has problems with the immigrants that are Muslims living in the United Kingdom, in England. The same with France. The same with Germany. All the nations, the nations in Western Europe for the most part. But there was an international lawyer, her name is Natasha Hansdorf, Hasseldorf. She asked, there's been in the news, nations, organizations saying that Israel has broken international law in what's happening in this conflict in Gaza. Excuse me. She said, no, absolutely not. Israel didn't break any international law. Hamas broke international law and war crimes by the October 7th attack on that Saturday morning. And now, 2 weeks later, over 2 weeks later, I've been reading and watching different sites. Now, there's proof that children were beheaded. There's proof, forensic evidence by the medical profession in Israel, these forensic experts that have gone into the kibbutzes, into the area where the Israeli people have died, to find out who they are, because many of them have been burned, chopped up. You can't recognize them. They have to try to get fingerprint, DNA, dental records, whatever they can find. There was one incident where they found a body and they couldn't figure out, they couldn't get DNA samples because it was so badly burned. They had to take you take the X-ray. I'm trying to think of that machine. But in the evidence, they found it was a woman and a child. The woman was grabbing the child. They poured gasoline over her and lit her and torched her. The way they found out that there was two people is because they could see her spine and the spine of a young child and her arms wrapped around the child. This now is coming out. It's been 2 weeks. Now the international community is starting to realize the degree of evil and madness in what has been taking place, what the murders and the evil, the brutal murders that were carried out by Hamas in the attack on the Jewish civilians in southern Israel. This is all coming out now. It's no hype. It's not hyperbole. It's true. Then I was watching on YouTube some of the Palestinian, the Hamas that were captured and interviewed. And these young men were told, you go into the area, do whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. As far as killing or maiming or beheading or igniting, burning people. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
This is J.D. from Swamp Fight. Tune in later today when I'll be joined by U.S. congressional candidate Trent Lisey, who's looking to unseat Colorado District 4 Rep. Ken Buck. That's today at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
So I am specifically addressing the terrorists, the extreme terrorism, the extreme Hamas, Hezbollah, the terrorists. That's who I'm addressing. The people in Gaza, these are victims. The women, the children, and the older, elderly. Well, some of the old men, they're still, loyal. So even they are targets. They should be targets too. But the women, the children, no. These Arab people living there, they're Egyptian. They come from all of the Arab world. They are not Palestinians. This is a term that the English came up with, Palestinian people, in 1930. I'm trying to remember around the time. A completely new concept, Palestinian people. No such thing. They're Arab peoples, Egyptian, from all over the area. They're not Palestinian. Palestine, there's no such thing as Palestine. The Romans created that word during their occupation and around the time of Christ. Okay, then, presently, there is a outcry, a scream by the United Nations, by the U.S., England, all the Arab nations, by UNICEF, Red Cross, other humanitarian agencies. Everyone is asking for a pause or a ceasefire in this conflict to render aid to the people in Gaza. Israel can't do that. It's proven that the fuel supplies that go into Gaza for the hospitals to keep the hospitals running, the fuel is taken by Hamas. They have to run the generators for their underground lighting, to run the vehicles underground to transport weapons. They have to use gas and fuel to operate vehicles to transport weapons on the surface around the city. They need power. They use that fuel that goes to the hospitals for aid to the people who need medical attention. That fuel is being used to generate the power so they can communicate. Everything that is useful to Hamas, Hamas takes the top. They leave a little, but they take the bulk of whatever aid goes into that area. Israel, they accuse Israel of these international crimes. Israel has been warning the people in northern Gaza, you have to move. We're going to take out this terrorist group of people. This is our objective. There are going to be casualties. They've stated that. We can't do precision. When you're targeting a Hamas leader who is surrounded by 50 civilians, there are going to be casualties. But the thing is, they have to break the strategy, and the objective is to break the communication network between the high-ranking members of Hamas and Hezbollah and every other terrorist that is in the area that is in a commander position. They have to remove these people. There are going to be casualties. Israel it's going to take months, but Israel is going to choke these tunnels. They're going to close these tunnels. And if these terrorists want to make these tunnels their grave, that's going to happen. But they're going to cut off any type of fuel to them. There'll be no electricity. There'll be no way for them to get around these tunnels except via flashlights on their head. Israel is going to eventually end their being able to shuttle back and forth through these tunnels. Excuse me. They're going to win. And like I had read in the scripture, in the Bible, eventually when this war is concluded, Israel is going to be, this area will begin, will once again be Israeli territory. It will no longer be a home for the people of the Arab nations surrounding Israel. They are going to be relocated to Egypt, to Turkey, the West Bank. They're going to go into Jordan and back to Iraq, into the regions of Iran, Saudi Arabia, up north toward Turkey. They're going to be moved out of Israel. And people, well, they think, well, that's just not possible. You can't relocate all these people. It's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. In Pakistan, there's a plan to deport millions of people back to Afghanistan. Islamabad says deportation policy is necessary to prevent extremist violence. This is in Pakistan. And who are they moving out of Pakistan, which is, for the most part, Muslim? Extreme terrorists. So we don't see what's happening in other parts of the world, but we're focusing, and the world that hates the Jewish people, that hates Israel, are focusing on Israel. But here in Pakistan, the United States warned that they need to phase and in an orderly fashion allow the deportation of 1.7 million Afghans. So Pakistan's Interior Ministry said that the migrants residing in the country illegally were given 28 days to leave on their own, and that rewards would be offered for information on those who do not go by October 31st. That's extreme, but it's necessary for Pakistan. And already, the same thing happening in Pakistan has begun in Israel. An outcry from humanitarian rights groups says the deportations would put them at risk in the Taliban-led country. Again, from one area into another area where there is extreme terrorism. A joint statement from the International Organization for Migration and the UN High Commission for Refugees acknowledges Pakistan's sovereign prerogative over its domestic policies. Still, it said a forced exodus could threaten migrants' well-being. Well, naturally, we've been hosting Afghan refugees generously for the past four decades. How long have the Palestinian or the Arabs in Israel, Gaza Strip, West Bank, how long have they been there? 10 decades. She added that the policy is aimed at individuals who are here illegally, no matter what their nationality, and that any suggestion to the contrary is a misunderstanding. They're going to move them out. It's a threat to their national security. Israel doesn't have a choice. Israel is going to continue in this campaign to find these terrorists that have caused this hardship to the Arab people living in Gaza, these commanders in these terrorist groups that have caused hardship in the West Bank. Israel, you watch. It's going to go from Gaza. It's going to go up into the West Bank. It's already begun. One thing that the Israeli government cannot do is they cannot allow back and forth travel from Gaza to West Bank and vice versa. And even they have to limit communications for their safety, for Israel's safety. Israel is allowing aid, but all of the agencies involved with the aid coming in, everyone right now, the United States government, the European nations, nations that are bringing aid in, Arab nations. They have these individuals that are crossing the border. This is an intelligence operation in the Gaza. Israel has its intelligence agencies in there too, trying to see what's happening, who's who. But these agencies are going to work against Israel's best interests. They won't work for Israel's best interests. They will work for their own interests. And whose interests? Right now, the United States is trying to find a way to to not come right out and say, Israel, you've got to stop this campaign. You've got to stop. You must cease. This is what America wants to tell them. Stop. But we can't. There's too much. There's too many people looking. And we're trying to be diplomatic about it. Everywhere, everything taking place, Israel is alone in this battle. Israel is, they're America. We are supplying military weapons, political support to a degree. We are doing what we can do possibly, not for the sake of Israel, but for the sake of the United States. The United States is protecting our interests in the Middle East. The terrorists surrounding Israel, they are being supported by Russia, by Iran, Turkey, all of these other nations that are going to come with Russia to a war in the Middle East. China has ships now off the coast of Egypt, in the off the coast of Gaza. I think it's in the Mediterranean. I'm trying to think. Then in the Persian Gulf, China, all the nations are coming. Israel is the target of all the European command, American military. America really wants, above all things, if possible, to put troops on the ground in Israel, because America would be able to, you might say, have skin in the game, would have anteed up, and would have a say as to what Israel could do in Gaza and what Israel could not do in Gaza, in the West Bank, in the conflict in Lebanon now, in Syria, and in the coming conflict with the nation of Jordan. In the nation of Jordan, these Palestinian people are rioting in Amman, Jordan. They want the destruction of Israel. They're chanting, you know, death to Israel, death to the Jewish people. Israel is going this alone. And I talk about, and have talked about in the last 2 weeks, a prophecy in the book of the Psalms, chapter 83, Israel's war that is now taking place. The prophecy is being fulfilled, and Israel is going to be victorious in this operation. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Okay, so presently, Israel is in this, for the most part, solo. Now, I'm going to present something to you that I've been visiting with you about this audience for a couple of years, and it's my opinion, view, through my research, through my study of the Bible, that there will come a time when Donald Trump is no longer, he'll be dismissed by the Lord, he'll be dismissed by God to end his political career, will be over. After his dismissal, Barack Obama will return to power. People have thought I'm crazy. I'm not. It's in the Bible. Whether people see it presently or not, it's irrelevant. But over the weekend, just recently, guess who came back onto the scene? For years, I have wondered, okay, when he returns to the spotlight, when he comes out of the basement, what is going to force him out of the scene and back into the spotlight? What will it be? Would it be Donald Trump? Will it be the coming election? Will it be the death of Joe Biden? Will it be possibly an assortment of things? No, I know what's brought him back out. I'm very clear on it now. the matter of the Palestinian issue. You see, he has always been very protective of Islam, of the terrorist groups. He even created one, ISIS. This was out of RT News, and I have other sites also. Obama is issuing a warning to Israel. This was October the 25th. Isn't that interesting? He said the harsh treatment of Palestinian civilians in Gaza could backfire, according to the former president. He said he warned Israel. He warned Israel. Who is he? He's not even in office. He's just somebody that is basically spending time in the basement or in Martha's Vineyard. But he warns Israel that a response strategy to the attacks by Hamas that ignores the human cost would be counterproductive. He has always favored and is favoring presently and will favor in the future extremist terrorists, extreme terrorists. He said, couched in, and according to the article, couched in an endorsement of the Jewish state's right to defend itself against wanton violence by the Palestinian military group, Obama's warning comes amid mass civilian deaths, reported atrocities, and widespread crippling of infrastructure by the Israeli Defense Forces. What's Israel supposed to do? What's Israel supposed to do? Pardon me. So, in an essay released on Medium on Monday, Obama backed President Joe Biden's call for the U.S. to support our longtime ally is going after Hamas, in going after Hamas, dismantling its military capabilities and freeing the hostages taken in the October 7th attack. But Obama argued, it's important that Israel's strategy abides by international law. And I've already talked about international law. Of all people involved in this conflict, Hamas, Hezbollah, the terrorists in Syria, Israel is abiding by international law. Hamas isn't. Hamas won't let the Arabs go from northern Gaza. Hamas is taking what is needed for the war, and the people in the that have medical conditions in the hospital, if they don't have fuel to run the generators, so be it. Hamas needs the fuel. Hamas is going to take the fuel. So he's back. I'm telling you. I have told you many for a year longer, in my view, Obama's in the Bible, just like Donald Trump. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, a riddle of seven kings. Seven kings plus an eighth king. The last king, the sixth king, is Barry Satoru. The eighth king of America, in the time in which we are living, will be Barry Satoru. I've been wondering when he's going to make his move, when he's going to come out of the shadows, when he's going to begin to publicly speak to the people of the world once again, and it's happened. Don't think that I'm happy. I'm thinking, whoa, we are definitely getting close to the end of a political change in the United States of America like this country has never seen. We are getting very near the time when the Constitution is no longer, it's just going to be a piece of paper. So we're watching what's happening in Israel. Now the American people are going to watch what's happening there and this election. Somebody's coming back. Someone is going to return. He's already making his move. So he argues it's important that Israel's strategy abides by international law. When he, during his administration, tried to destroy the rights of the people of America, don't talk about international law when you don't follow the laws of the land, of the Constitution. And he's saying that he wants to minimize the death and suffering of civilians. Everybody does. War is war. The Bible said there will be wars in the time before his return. There are going to be casualties on both sides. Israel is going to have casualties. The terrorist groups will have casualties. The Russians are going to have casualties. Turkey is going to have casualties. China is going to have casualties. America is going to have casualties. All the members, all the people pushing the new world order, the world order, a Luciferian order, an Illuminati order, there are going to be casualties. And that order is involved in what's happening in Israel right now. And one of the global leaders in this coming global order is Barry Satoro, as well as Joe, where you going with the gun in your hand, Biden. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI24. You will be glad you did.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hoover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
So what did it take to flush out the sixth king of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, who will also be the eighth king? What did it take to flush him out? Definitely, I'm sure over the last few years he's wanted to speak about Donald Trump, and he's probably wanted to say much about the coming election, He's probably not too happy. Well, I think he's probably very happy with Joe, where you're going with your hand, gun in your hand, Biden, because he has been acting perfectly. He has been able to destroy the country and the peace in this country. And now it may be that Barry, when he returns, he's going to be the one to bring peace and be the leader, the Messiah. Well, he's going to be the Messiah for many, many people that will worship him. That's true. But for the rest of the world, he's going to be the eighth king. The king who is going to eventually destroy the United States of America. This war in Israel, this taking place, the war that Israel, through Benjamin Netanyahu, has declared upon Hamas, or violence, in Revelation, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11 and 13, Hamas. The word violence in the Hebrew means Hamas. God is using Benjamin Netanyahu to go to war with this violence and these violent people. And according to Psalm 83, Israel, nobody's going to stop Israel. Not the UN, not the United States, not European Command, not humanitarian agencies, not UNICEF, not Red Cross, not the Arab nations, not the terrorist groups. They're not going to be victorious against Israel. God has put a man, which Israel, ancient Israel in the King James would say, he is the present king of Israel, who is going to take Israel and secure Israel's land from all of the terrorists completely. Benjamin Netanyahu, I've stated in the past that the terrorist groups did not want him to return to power. This is why the United States and other nations were desperately working to keep Netanyahu from winning the election. We had operatives, CIA operatives, in Israel working with these group of people in the Israeli government who are globalists. These globalists are going to make an agreement in the future. They're going to invite Obama. They're going to ask him to make an agreement with Israel. And Israel wants Obama to protect them in the future. The globalists within Israel. This matter of the Jewish people is a very convoluted matter. Who are the true Jews? Who are not the Jews? Who are the Khazarian, Ashkenazi Jews? It just goes on and on. Because this is the way Satan does things. He makes sure the water is cloudy so you can't see anything clearly. He muddies the water. And with the Jewish people, there is a group of Jewish people in the book of Revelation chapter 7. 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes that are going to go through this time and the hardship to come all the way to the time when Christ returns, and they're going to go into the millennial kingdom, into the kingdom that God promised King David and the Jewish people. They're going to go into that kingdom, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. And through DNA testing, whether through all these years, all these hundreds and hundreds of years, there will be still a DNA lineage of the tribe of Judah, of Reuben, of all of them. There are going to be DNA. Through DNA testing, they will be from all of the 12 tribes. Pure bloodline still. People don't believe this is going to happen. Believe it. It says so in the book of Revelation, chapter 7. 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. These aren't Christians. These are Jewish people. The God's love for the Jewish people remains constant. Yes, they can offend him. They can become apostate. They're going to make an agreement with the coming king of a great nation, and they're going to divorce God, and God is going to annul their divorce agreement. It's in the book of Isaiah chapter 28. But yes, God has a group of Jewish people that Benjamin Netanyahu, whether he knows it or not, he's fighting to protect these 144,000 in Israel presently or in the earth. He's actually being used by God for their sake, to protect them, to keep them. Are they going to be religious Jews? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. They're going to have a fear of God. They're going to have a fear of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which most of the Jewish people presently don't have. The 1.5 million that are right now having these protests, they want Netanyahu, they want him to resign, they want the government to remove him. He's not going to be removed. He has a job to do, and he's going to do it. God has given him a job, ordered him to use all of his abilities with the Jewish armies, with the Jewish people, to disappear these terrorists that are trying to disappear Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to do it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And this article I'm reading about Barry Satoru comes out of RT News, October 25th issue. Pardon me. He issues a warning to Israel. Later in the article, he says, we have to do both countries. Both countries? No, there's two armies at war with each other. They're not countries. You have a terrorist group trying to destroy, disappear, genocide a people of God, the Jewish people, in the nation that they were given, the land that they were given by God, which is going to cause a lot of stir. But no, God gave the properties of the world. He owns the whole earth. He owns the real estate. He gave Russia its land, China its land, U.S. our land, Canada its land, nations in Africa their land. He gave the Jewish people a land, and they are to be content in that land. But everybody wants to control that land. Israel, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, but nobody wants to recognize that. But the Bible says Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel. And nobody wants, and everybody wants to own Jerusalem. They're not content with staying in Moscow or Washington, D.C. or London or wherever. No, they want Jerusalem. This is part of the globalist plan. So he goes on to say this. He says, he argues for both countries. No, he's not arguing. He is making a case that Israel cease its operation against terrorists. And he's using, again, he's using the women and children as a shield. He says, we need to do our best to put our best values rather than our worst fears. This is the way he's always talked, and he will always talk this way, on display, and oppose both anti-Semitism on all forms. Not true. He's anti-Semitic. So is Joe Biden. And anti-Muslim? No, he's not anti-Muslim. He's pro-Muslim. And anti-Arab? Pro. And anti-Palestinian sentiment? Pro. We need to put this aside. This means guarding against dehumanizing language towards the people of Gaza or downplaying Palestinian suffering. He didn't say a word about the people that have been displaced in Israel, in the areas around Gaza, the Jewish people that have died, the Jewish children that have been beheaded, the Jewish families that were murdered. See? This proves that he's always been, by creating ISIS for his own purposes, which were to overthrow the Syrian government and other governments of the world, because his objective is eventually to rule the world. And you don't have to believe me, but I'm saying that he has now been forced by Israel and the conflict in Gaza to come out in defense of not the women and children, no, but the terrorists fighting the battle to destroy Israel. They want to disappear Israel. The world is unfriending Israel presently, but the world will eventually want to disappear Israel. The ultimate genocide against Israel, which will not occur. 1360khnc.com for the podcast for the present truth. Rick Rodriguez will visit tomorrow, see what happens, see what transpires overnight, and visit then.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
This is J.D. from Swamp Fight. Tune in later today when I'll be joined by U.S. congressional candidate Trent Lisey, who's looking to unseat Colorado District 4 Rep. Ken Buck. That's today at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.